My name is Robert Barclay. It's now 3 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is about the time of the show I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. Want to say hello? I'd love to know you're listening, and include the town, city, state, province, country, wherever you're listening. I know Skylight Steve is listening from Twain Heart, California, in the foothills of the Sierra, breathing that smoky air from the forest fires burning near Yosemite, and he's listening online at WCMU.org. Here's my email address, robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks so much for taking the time. 4 minutes past 9 o'clock, and let me bring my guest back on the air. Minor Chaddock, the executive director of the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. Hello again, Minor.
That sounds pretty fancy, executive director.
Well, I called you the chief bottle washer earlier.
Well, that's more appropriate. We do wash some bottles down there.
Sitting next to Minor is Denny Adams, who has been the MC since the beginning for the St. Louis Blues Festival, and Minor's daughter Natalie, who's the singer in the Mill Street Blues Band, which opens up the festival on Friday night, August the 17th at 5:15. What time do the gates open on Friday night?
4:30.
I just saw you singing, heard you singing, and I had a chance to photograph you singing in downtown Mount Pleasant as part of the Max and Emily's concert series. That was great fun, and your uncle Charlie Walmsley was on the keyboards.
He sure was. I know he's listening. So.
And I love the set. The set list you played from, it was wonderful.
Thank you so much. A nice combination of
Percy Mayfield songs like Hit the Road Jack that Ray Charles made famous.
Absolutely.
And Percy wrote that. You did some Etta James.
Wouldn't be right if I didn't throw in some Etta in there.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, that would be true. So we're looking forward to having you there at the Mill Street with the Mill Street Blues Band. And downtown St. Louis, Michigan is on the north-south Mill Street.
Right on Mill Street.
Close off one block, as I recall.
Yep, we shut down the street, that block right there.
It's right off of M46. And St. Louis, if you don't know, is about a half hour south of Mount Pleasant, about an hour west of Saginaw. How far from Lansing? 45 minutes?
Yep.
Something like 45 minutes.
About 45.
And Big Rapids, and over on that side of the state, probably a couple of hours away. Grand Rapids, Big Rapids. So, a close drive. So, anything else you want to, let's remind the listeners of the website address.
It is stlouisbluesfestival.com, and Saint is spelled out S-A-I-N-T, stlouisbluesfestival.com.
Excellent. Anything you want to add, Denny?
No, I agree with you that sadly, you know, Natalie's performance last week for Max and Emily's was great, and that's why I always say, you know, from the moment we start music at the St. Louis Festival, you want to be there from the beginning on. And early on Saturday with Ivy Ford, the Mill Street Blues Band kicks off the festival on Friday evening. So you want to be there for the whole thing. And, you know, I think we were joking the other day about 10 bands in 2 days works out to about $3 a band. You can't go wrong when you're paying that kind of money to see, you know, national blues acts, and we certainly have it. And these guys are right up there with the best of them. I know they're modest about their, you know, abilities and stuff, but it seems like every time Natalie sings at the festival, somebody from out of town comes up and says, "Where did she come from? Who is that?"
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking really forward to a great, great festival again this year.
You know, you can come on Friday night and just not even commit to Saturday night. "Well, I've never been to the St. Louis Blues Festival. I don't know if I'm going to like it." I'll bet you come Friday night, you will be back Saturday.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful festival. It's a mellow crowd.
A mellow crowd's a great family venue. We have our artists often travel with their families to the festival and stuff because we have such a great reputation as being kid-friendly and everybody-friendly. You know, we've got a beverage tent that has everything from water to beer. So you can get, you know, you've got covered seating area. We're covered for rain or shine. Bring a lawn chair. There's plenty of places to set up, but we've got chairs for you too. So there's really, you know, not much to do except get yourself up off the couch, tap your toes a couple of times, and head on down. Because we got all the good times waiting for you.
And if you don't like being out in the sun, not everybody likes to work on their suntan the way Natalie enjoys doing.
Guilty.
You always have a great suntan. You can sit under the tent. There's a circus type tent with no walls. It's just over your head.
Yep.
And that puts you in some open shade. There's a lot of fresh air blowing through there, and you're still close to the stage.
And the skyline of downtown St. Louis.
Oh yeah.
It lends its shadow over the festival just as the beginning of the festival starts. The cooling shadow of the skyline of St. Louis.
All right.
Michigan.
Who's going to tell us about Chris Canis?
Well, Chris is a young man out of Detroit area who's been, it seems like he's been around a lot longer than his 34 years would suggest, although his mom is a sweetheart, and you have one conversation with her and you say, is he that old? But they're a great band, got a really tight, and I'm saying Chris can do everything from the gut-wrenching blues to Motown to Prince. I mean, the guy's got an incredible voice range, a great guitarist. The band is, again, just astounding. And the reason you hear him playing all over is he's in really high demand because he's an excellent, excellent artist. Like many of the folks at the festivals, often those just waiting for the big break to make their careers and move on up. Sometimes it's the right recording of the right producer, the right time. You just never know, you know. But with Chris Canis, the one thing you know, the talent is there and ready for someone to come by and pick him up.
Okay.
I just got to say real quick, his version of Tennessee Whiskey and Purple Rain is so worth sticking it out for. It's amazing.
That's something he slips into his sets?
He does, yes. Yeah. The Purple Rain, oh man, he had everyone jamming. And he is performing 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 18th.
All right. Let's turn to his CD titled She's Breaking Me. And here he is on guitar and vocals on a tune titled I'm Playing the Blues.
On land, run for cover. Storm is brewing, it's like no other. It's breaking down doors and it's shattering glass. It's coming ashore and it's moving fast. Say it is, it ain't the blues, it's R&B, it's country too. It's just too fast, it's slow, it doesn't flow. It sounds so new, it feels too old. Rocking, but it's funky, and I hear a bit of funk. I'm the one in these shoes, and I'm playing the blues. I'm playing the blues. Go on and play the blues, y'all. I'm feeling good. I'm playing the blues like I said I would. They say it is, it ain't the blues, it's R&B, it's country too. Just too fast and slow, it doesn't flow. It sounds so new, it feels so old. Rocking, but it's funky, and I hear a bit of funk. I'm the one in these shoes, and I'm playing the blues. Baby, I'm playing the blues. Thank you. Say we're gonna work it out. I've gotta make a change. My heart's been crying as of late, babe, but my love will always remain the same. I was so wrong.
And from Detroit, we just heard from the Chris Canis Band from his CD titled She's Breaking Me. And we just heard a tune titled We're Gonna Work It Out. And we opened up with I'm Playing the Blues. My name is Robert Barclay. It's now 20 minutes past 9 o'clock, and I am here with a trio of friends from the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. And anything else you want to remind people about, or people who are tuned in late, why don't you give out the website address?
The website is www.stlouisbluesfestival.com, and that's spelled out Saint, S-A-I-N-T. You can also jump over to the Gem Theater website. It's centerstage.bz. If you'd like to pick up your tickets, we got a PayPal account set up. Get them in advance with your credit or debit card. We won't be taking a credit card at the gate.
Oh, good to know. That is very good to know.
Right.
Excellent. Okay, and are you going to run down the schedule? You got it right in front of you.
I'll do it. The gates will open on Friday, August 17th at 4:30. The first band will be my band, the Mill Street Blues Fellas, and with our special guest, Natalie Shattuck, at 5:15. At 6:45, Kyra Granger, from the lady from Australia, L.A., that Robert just played. 8:30, our young buddy from Marshall, Jake Kershaw. At 10:15, our headliner, Bernard Allison. That'll be a great show. Gates on Saturday are going to open at 12:30. 1 o'clock, we have the Right Wrong Band, a local band centered around the Alma area. 2:30, we have Ivy Ford from Chicago. At 4 o'clock, we have Hank Maurer and the Hawktones. 6 o'clock, we have Chris Canis Band. 8 o'clock, Hector Anshando. And then 10:30, the headliner for Saturday, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Actually, the son of Charlie Pride.
Is that right?
Not son. Did I say son? Nephew.
Nephew. Nephew to Charlie Pride.
Right.
Yeah, I think Charlie and Kristone are both from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Mississippi. Excellent. Let's see. Tell us about... go ahead.
Jake?
Yeah. Who wants to tell us? Just move the microphone across. We're sharing a microphone between three people here tonight.
We're good at sharing, though. We're making it work.
Yeah.
So you have Jake Kershaw coming up next.
Yes.
He is my buddy. Let me tell you about him. He's only 17 years old. He's from Marshall, Michigan. We featured him at the Blues Fest last year, and people were just blown away. Again, just a young fella, and he's amazing. Seems like he's 60 years old with his experience. He has opened for or will be opening up for a list of artists, including Larry McRae, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Samantha Fish. And Mr. Jake Kershaw will be playing 8:30 Friday, August 17th.
All right. His CD is titled Peace of Mind, and he's on guitar and vocals here. He was at the St. Louis Blues Fest last summer. And you brought him back for good reasons. Well, let's listen to the title track, Peace of Mind.
Try to find, searching far beyond the slopes of me and mountains high. My enemies are falling all away from me as I begin to follow my awaited destiny. I'm looking for something I can't find. Make it through, yeah, all of my days. It's a pain I must bear, can't seem to break away. The sky rains down onto my skin, trying to wash away the remnants of my soul.
young Jake Kershaw on the guitar and vocals from his Peace of Mind CD. We opened up with the title track, and we concluded with Sitting in the Rain. And he will be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival on Friday night, August the 17th, taking the stage at around 8:30. And it's now just about 33 minutes past 9 o'clock. And again, my guests are from the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. Maynard Shattuck, the executive producer and chief bottle washer. Hello again, Maynard.
Hello, thank you.
Oh, let me turn your mic on there. There we go.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, and Denny Adams is the MC, the longtime MC, the only MC, the founding MC.
I thought you were going to say long-winded MC.
The long-winded MC.
Which is also helpful between sets as we're resetting.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I don't want anybody to go unamused during the festival, so we try to keep them entertained from the stage.
And Natalie Shattuck, who, as a matter of fact, just a little side note, she's a CMU alumna, and they give out, the Alumni Association gives out awards to young alumni who have graduated less than 10 years ago. What do they call the award?
10 within 10.
And Natalie was one of those people that will be honored in September?
Yep, September.
Okay.
Yep. Award ceremony and the football game. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. We're proud of you.
Thanks.
Your daddy here is proud of you. Your mama's proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got aunts. You got an uncle out there. Yep. Hey, very good. Anyway, was there something you wanted to add about the festival?
I mean, I think we just want to run through the dates again. It's the 11th St. Louis Blues Festival, St. Louis, Michigan, of course. It's Friday, August 17th and Saturday, August 18th. Gates open 4:30 on Friday and 12:30 on Saturday. We shut down the street, or at least a block of it, on Mill Street. We're right outside on the street.
All right. Denny, have you got something you want to add?
No, I just want to say that for those of you who think of St. Louis, Missouri, when you hear the St. Louis Blues Festival, you can expect that kind of show. But it's in St. Louis, Michigan, so you don't have to drive as far. But this is one of the, and I'm prejudiced, but this is one of the better blues festivals in the state of Michigan. I will put our lineup and our way of doing things and the way we handle things against any festival in the state. You don't, you know, we're kind of like a block party. It's never overwhelmingly crowded, but, you know, bring your chair. Yeah, I'd say bring your rain gear, but it's never rained on us, so you really don't need it. We're kind of immune from rain. It just stays
Come
away.
On now.
Oh, yeah, I'm really piling on now, right? Fingers crossed. But really, this is a great time for family and friends. Come down and enjoy the festival. You know, I don't promote it greatly, but you don't even really have to come in. Music is loud, and you can hear it quite well. But once you hear it, you got to come in the gate to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's very inexpensive. Great time, great festival, great people. You're going to meet your friends and neighbors there.
Yeah.
So come on down.
I'm always surprised who I'll see some senior administrators from Central Michigan University who I normally see, well, when they're men, they're wearing suits.
Yeah.
They come down to the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. They got their shorts and flip-flops and T-shirts on, and it's great fun for everybody.
It is. It is indeed a really great block party in the center of the state. We're not far from anybody. I think your drive times were all way too long, at least at the speed that I drive. I can be there from Grand Rapids in about an hour and 10 minutes. So,
yeah,
you're not far away. Come on over and see us in St. Louis. It's a short drive for a lot of fun. And we've got a great setup for you to enjoy professional stage and lighting and sound. We got the best sound around. We are the best.
Plenty of free parking.
And free parking. And that parking is literally right next to the festival site.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're downtown.
The farthest you can be.
You can park in the city parking lot, roll your windows down, and listen to the whole thing from there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not encouraging you to do that, however.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you can take your whole family to this event, have a couple of drinks, and enjoy yourself for less than it costs to go to a Loons game.
It's really like, it was better than my high school reunion, I have to say.
Oh,
I look forward to Blues Fest every year, not only our patrons and friends and family, but all of our musicians we have coming in too, returning and the new ones. It's always great to see who will be there each year.
All right. Meinhard. This is the guy, Bernard Allison, the son of Luther Allison. You said earlier in the show it took maybe 30 emails with his management, 20 phone calls.
It was ridiculous.
Negotiating with him. He had another gig that he could have played on that.
He had a private corporate party that he could have attended, but I guess because of my constant urging and wondering what was going on, they gave in, and we're lucky to have him. He plays Europe a lot, of course, but he's going to be in St. Louis, Michigan, at the crossroads of US 127 and M46.
All right. And he is your headliner on Friday night, the 17th, at about 10:15. So let's turn to a couple of tracks showing off his guitar and vocal work, and we're going to open up with a song his father, Luther Allison, wrote. It's called Down South.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bernard Allison, and you're listening to the best of blues and soul on the Juke Joint with the Duke of Juke, Robert Barclay, my main man sitting right by my side here on CMU Public Radio.
We just heard from the headliner for the 11th annual St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. That was Bernard Allison on guitar and vocals, and he hits the stage at 10:15 on Friday, August the 17th. We opened up with a tune from his Storms of Life release, and we heard something his father wrote, Luther Allison, and we heard Bernard's version of Down South, and then we concluded showing off his slide guitar chops, something he must have learned a whole lot from his father, because Luther was a slide master. We heard something titled Speed Slide. Again, at 9:46, I am here with three guests from the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival, and you got any parting words you want to offer the audience?
Well, we can't leave without thanking everyone that works behind the scenes for us to make the festival possible. So we want to thank my mother, Jennifer Shattuck, Phil Hansen of the city of St. Louis, and everyone on the team in St. Louis. They are wonderful, and all of our festival volunteer staff.
Excellent. Very good. Denny?
I think she said it all.
Okay,
other
good.
Other than, come on down, let's have a party.
All right. Minard?
Yeah, we're ready for a party. It's going to be, 12 days, something like that?
Yeah, it's a week from this Friday.
Less than 2 weeks, as you pointed out. And we're going to be there. It's stlouisbluesfestival.com if you need more information. Spell out the Saint, S-A-I-N-T. And like, it's going to be Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th. And Little St. Louis is going to be big.
Okay. And you said if you want to use credit card, use it online.
Use it online on the Gem Theater website. It's centerstage.bz. That's Boys Zoo.
So you can't walk up to the gate and use your credit card.
Correct. Yeah, we're going to cash only at the gates.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks for taking the time to join us here on the Juke Joint broadcast. Excellent.
Thank you, Robert.
Very good.
We'll see you next year.
Excellent.
If not sooner.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm going to debut some new CDs for you. This is from an artist who has appeared at BlissFest on several occasions. He has appeared at the Wheatland Festival, and Denny mentioned that Luke Winslow King will be back in September at the Wheatland Festival. He is from Cadillac, Michigan. He spent quite a few years developing his chops in the city of New Orleans, and here he is on his new CD titled Blue Mesa. And we're going to open up with something called Chicken Dinner.
One, two, three, four. Ooh, hey, baby, I want you to myself. Ooh, hey, baby, I want you to myself. Find you low, you've got no place else to go. We all say, come by and see me sometime. What they mean is you've got mine. The situation finds you blue and all turn their back on you. Hope you wake to find the sun it shines, always knowing, baby, you've got mine. I've got yours, you got mine. Everywhere, all the time. In the winter, spring, summertime, in the fall, honey, you've got mine. With indignation and despair, have you feeling like life ain't fair? Well, come on over, baby, pull up a chair. Never doubt it, you've got mine. I've got yours, you got mine. Everywhere, all the time. In the winter, spring, summertime. Consolation, camaraderie, understanding and stability. Never doubt you got a friend in me. Sing it with me, come on. You've got mine, I've got yours, you got mine. Everywhere, all the time. In the winter, spring, summertime.
With Mike Lynch on the B3, that was Luke Winslow King singing and playing guitar on a tune titled You Got Mine. And we opened up with Chicken Dinner. Taking us to the top of the hour, let's turn to the new CD from Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. They won a Blues Grammy Award a few years ago. Well, this is their new CD, No Mercy in This Land. And we're going to open up with a tune titled Found the One.
May as well be on love.
Found the one.
May have myself in trouble. Found myself waiting in line. Found around so many ways. Found the one of wasting my time. No more races to run. Found the one. Now I follow my heart. Wherever the road ends. Found the most one. People you see every day, you'll never see them again. Come rain, come sun, found the one. Find what you're looking for, even when it's looking for you. The judge and the criminal, the sinner and the priest, got something in common, bring them all to the knees. Do what you can, do what you must. Everybody's crying about some love and trust. I walk the line, walking for us. See me up there trying to find some love and trust. Lust ain't nothing but stealing from a thief. Storm after storm leave you shaking like a leaf. They say broken hearts make the world go round. Trading headaches for heartbreak gonna get you down. Got to give it some time. Don't try to rush when you're trying to find yourself some love and trust. Do all you can, might not be enough when you're trying to get yourself some love and trust. In a race that doesn't want to run, an executioner who won't fire his gun, like a boxer who won't take a swing, like a prince who don't want to be a king. Haven't we suffered enough? Now we're out here fighting about some love and trust. Do all you can, just hope it's enough. Everybody's crying about some love and trust.
Charlie Musselwhite blowing the harp and Ben Harper on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Love and Trust. And we open up with Found the One. That's from their new CD, No Mercy in This Land. And it's on the Anti label, A-N-T-I. When I come back after the station ID, I'm going to turn to a new CD from singer Oscar Wilson. So you be sure to stay near the radio.